Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A person speaks the truth. And looks forward to be truthful all the time. In his speech, in his behavior, in his conduct, in his dealings. So there is no lies, there's no dishonesty, no breach of trust. Hatta yuktaba indallahi min as-siddiqin. Until he reaches the point in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, he is written amongst the Siddiqeen. Siddiqeen is a rank of the awliya. The rank comes after the anbiya. Nabiyina wa Siddiqeen. And after them is the shuhada. So this act of being truthful is so much pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Whether it's our dealings, whether it's our socializing, whether it's working amongst people, whether it is transmitting of some information and news, then we want to be honest, we want to be truthful. We don't want that we don't want any type of contamination of wrong. Allah Pak's system is when a person does a good, then he is given the grace to do more good. Is given more opportunities. And similar is the case of wrong. When you commit a wrong, then you are attracted to another wrong. One wrong will attract another wrong, and one good will attract another good. So the person speaks the truth, then eventually he is written amongst the highest ranking awliya, and this takes him to Jannah after that. In these times, this is something that is very extinct. We very seldom find a person that is very honest, very truthful, diligent, something that is entrusted to him, he'll carry it out completely, perfectly. Very seldom you find that. Not that you'll never find it, but you'll find it seldom. So when a thing becomes a little bit extinct, then it becomes more precious in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, more valuable. Other Shaykh Hamdullah says, that some guest of his was arriving from Hajj, happened to be a senior alim. So he went to receive him at the station. So in order to get to the station, you need to have a platform ticket. You can't just get into the station without a platform ticket. Now, he doesn't have money in the pocket, but he needs to go to the platform to go and receive the guest. And there is no acquaintance outside the railway station where you can borrow some money and get on. Yeah, in the stations, airports, etc., you can't, and any ordinary person can't just enter. Only that person who's got a ticket or that person who buys a platform ticket can enter. Otherwise, you can't enter. I suppose populations are so great, so much, that if they open the gates, this place will be flooded. the passengers will have difficulty, so they just restrict the entry. So anyway, as the Shaykh Ahmadullah says, that then I went up to the station master and asked him to sell me a platform ticket on account. I don't have the money. Readily he took out a ticket and gave it to me. Then I went up, I received my guest, and immediately I asked someone for some money. I came and settled the station master. The one that I spoke to, he said, no, this is impossible. How can it ever happen? I said, whether it's impossible or possible, that's a different issue. But let me just go and settle the debt quickly. I've taken a debt, and I don't want to be in debts without settling it. So he said, no, I must accompany you and ask the station master how he sold you a ticket without you having the cash. You want to do that? You're welcome to do that. So he asked him, by station master, do you sell tickets on account? He said, no, we don't sell it. And how did you give him? So the station master says that his face says that he's a very honest person. But that station master is a Hindu, got nothing to do with Islam. But his face says, look, he's a very honest person, he will never be dishonest. So just looking at his face, I gave him an account, being convinced that he is not a liar. See, this world wants to see this. You hear about Islam, you hear about the truth, you hear about honesty, but all these things now are just contained in the books. You don't hear of it in real. There was a land that was being disputed. The Hindus laid a claim that this is our land, and the Muslims laid a claim that this is our land. So he went up to court, and the court couldn't settle it. Perhaps there was lack of evidence, or they couldn't match up with the requirements of the court. So this thing was being disputed, and it could end up in some fight. So the court asked, is there any one single person that both of you can agree upon? Because now it doesn't seem like we can settle this, because according to us it's a procedure. And the procedure, nobody is seeming to be fulfilling the procedure. And you can't fulfill the procedure, then you can't take a decision. But is there any person in your community both can agree? So they thought for some time, said, yes, there's one person. That is Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh, Rahmatullah Ali. So he was called, and the English judge asked him to take a decision. So he said, by kafir, see, don't take exception that I won't look at you, because I vowed to Allah Ta'ala that I will not look at the face of a kafir. So you don't take exception to this, but I will preside over this case. The judge, presiding judge, he didn't mind. Man took a vow, so he'll have to honor the vow. So anyway, they asked him, whose land is this? Who's the rightful owner to this land? So he says that the rightful owner to this land is the Hindu, not the Muslim. Muslim's claim is wrong. Anyway, since they had already committed themselves to this person here, whatever he says, both parties are going to be agreeable. So the judge ruled in favor of the Hindu. Now they came out of court, and the Hindu group who's got the land, are they celebrating, they're happy about it, they're joyful. So they say, you see, it's because of this one truthful person, one honest person, this land, we give it back to the Muslims, to the masjid, right? Not because of your liars, but because of this one truthful person. We give it into the trust of the masjid. So the world wants to see this. We talk about Islam, we talk about honesty, we talk about being upright, we talk about honoring our promises, our pledges. So they hear about this, people are impressed, but they want to see this behavior. When they see this behavior, then inshallah they'll cross over. So this truth, honesty, being mindful of the responsibilities you have taken on. You have taken on some portfolio, you have taken on some official position. Whatever position you have undertaken, then are you honest? Are you truthful? They ask you to be responsible of wealth, or of a position, or of any portfolio. Then how honest are you? How diligent are you? Diligent, truthful, honest. All these things, like for example now, in a madrasa you have to teach, right? So the madrasa will give you a book, and this is the book you must teach. So are you diligently teaching it? In the madrasa, the book that you are teaching, it requires three things. One is you are preparing before you come to the class. So do you prepare? Number two, you have to do a certain amount every day so that you cover the syllabus in good time. So do you do that? Number three is this, that do you come on time and leave on time? Because this was a position, this was a responsibility given in your hands, and this position, this responsibility required these three things. How truthful, how honest, how diligent are you? So it can apply to any situation. In the work itself, after that, the fourth thing that is required, the work time, you have sold your time to the madrasa. Because now the madrasa is like the employee, an employer. The madrasa is the employer. It's employed you. So what they bought away from you is your time. So your time doesn't belong to you now. It belongs to the madrasa. They are the employer. This is what they bought. You are giving them your time. This is what they bought from you. Right? So it doesn't belong to you. You sold them your time for a price. So now the time, who does it belong to? It belongs to the madrasa. They are the employer. It's not yours. So in their time, are you doing anything else besides what they bought you for? They bought you for a certain purpose. Are you doing anything else besides what they bought you for? If you're doing anything else, then that means you're stealing. You're stealing from what? You're stealing from what you already sold. You sold them your time. So it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them. So you can't use that now for your own, because it's not yours. This type of honesty, this type of truth, honoring your word, this is what the world wants to see. Inshallah, you see, we behave as Muslims. Amongst the greatest thing is this honesty. Because Hadith also warns that la imana liman la amana talahu. You don't have trust. You're not a responsible person, not a reliable person. Really, you don't have iman. So the Hadith takes it so seriously that if you're not honest, you're not responsible, you don't respect that responsibility, that position that has been entrusted to you, then really you have no faith, no iman. So it's such a delicate matter. So in this i'tikaf, one of the things that you must take back home, that this aspect of responsibility, reliability, whatever has been entrusted to you, you're doing it diligently, fulfilling it complete, seeing that I'm doing it correctly. This is something, it's an amanat, it's a trust. I'm going to be asked about it. إِنَّ الْأَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا Allah Ta'ala will question me about it. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجنا من النار اللهم اجنا من النار اللهم اجنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربي ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا ربي اغفر لي ولوالدي والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله يا الله please oh Allah Allah to your most grace to your might empower يا الله Allah forgive our sins يا الله Allah forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah protect us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah protect us from Parshan al-Kabar, Ya Allah. Allah forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our Ustaz, Ya Allah. Forgive our Shaykhs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Allah guide the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Allah guide the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Allah help the Muslims throughout the world, Ya Allah. Allah, all those people who are in need, Ya Allah, fulfill their needs, Ya Allah. All those people that need jobs, Ya Allah, give them jobs, Ya Allah. All those people who need barakah, Ya Allah, grant them barakah, Ya Allah. Allah, accept, Ya Allah. Allah, accept, Ya Allah. Allah, to your infinite mercy and grace, Ya Allah, accept us to Ya Allah. And Allah, help the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Bi rahmatika, Ya Rabbi Rahim.